You know the feeling. You sit down at your desk in the morning, you open your inbox, and the day quietly takes you hostage. Suddenly, it's 30 minutes later. You've answered 6 emails, reacted to 3 chat pings, moved 1 meeting, and you still haven't actually decided what today is for.
And the dangerous part is it feels productive. You're in motion. Things are happening. But strategically, you've just let the noisiest input set your agenda before you've even had a chance to think.
Most high-agency people don't have an effort problem. They have an entry problem. They enter the day reactive instead of briefed. Today, we are going to fix that by treating AI like what it can actually be for you. An invisible chief of staff that starts work before you do.
We're going to walk through a 30-minute daily briefing loop. 3 moves. Scan, sift, shape. 1 pass through your inputs. No new dashboard, no 12 tools glued together with duct tape. Just a simple ritual that turns overnight chaos into a clean, executable action slate.
If you're new here, this is the Agentic Executive, intelligence briefings for high-leverage operators. In 10 minutes or less, you get 1 core insight, 3 supporting moves, and 1 clear action you can run tomorrow morning. Let's get into it. First, let's define the asset we're building. A daily briefing loop is a 30-minute AI-assisted ritual at the start of your workday. The goal is not to clear your inbox. The goal is to manufacture clarity and priority before you touch anything else.
Think of it as your personal morning stand-up, but instead of 10 people giving status updates, it's your AI sweeping your email, calendar, and key docs, and then coming back to you with, here's what changed, here's what matters, and here's what you should actually do first.
Functionally, it does 3 things. 1. It compresses context, so you don't have to reread long threads just to remember what's going on. 2. It filters for decision and action, so you aren't stuck triaging noise. And 3. It shapes that into a short, realistic slate you can actually execute.
And the constraint matters. 30 minutes, start of day, same simple flow every time. The system reveals the truth. When you run this loop consistently, you see where your time is actually going, where your decisions pile up, and what's chronically unclear.
Let's break down step 1. Scan. This is where your invisible chief of staff wakes up before you do and sweeps the landscape for you.
Practically, that means you take 3 input streams, email, calendar, and any key docs or task system you actually use, not the aspirational one, the one that has real work in it. You route them through a single AI interface, and you ask 1 focused question. What here actually requires my attention or a decision today?
The mistake people make is they ask AI to summarize everything. That just compresses the noise. For scan, you want extraction, not narration. You're asking the system to pull out only items with clear decision or action hooks.
So your prompt might sound like this. From the emails received since 5 p.m. yesterday, my calendar for today, and these key docs or project boards, identify only the items that require me to decide, approve, respond, or unblock someone in the next 48 hours. For each, give me a short label, 1-sentence context, and what's waiting on me.
Notice what's not in there. You're not asking for every update. You're not asking for a novel. You are asking for a concise decision surface. Label, context, dependency. Clarity is leverage. the faster you can see what's actually on your plate, the more optionality you preserve.
And don't overcomplicate the tooling. You can do this inside whatever AI layer you already trust, whether that's your email client's assistant, a generic chat model, or an internal tool. Keep it text first and tool agnostic so your loop survives whatever your IT team changes next quarter.
Once you've scanned and you have that list of decision-relevant items, you move to step two, sift. This is where you stop treating all inputs as equal and start imposing your rules.
Sift is simply structured judgment. You're going to apply three filters: impact, urgency, and irreversibility. Impact, how much does this move the needle on your real goals? Urgency, what's the time sensitivity or external deadline? Irreversibility, if you get this wrong, how costly is it to unwind?
You can actually teach these rules to your AI in plain language. For example, given this list of items, group them into three tiers. Tier 1, high impact on my quarterly goals, time sensitive within 72 hours, or high irreversibility. Tier 2, moderate impact or moderate urgency. Tier 3, low impact, low urgency, or items I can safely delegate or ignore for now. For each item, explain in one short phrase why you put it in that tier.
That explanation piece is the safety valve. You don't want a black box telling you this is tier 1. You want a quick justification so you can scan down the list and say, yes, that matches my sense, or no, that one's actually not important. Bump it down.
And this is where a lot of people go off the rails. They either abdicate completely, whatever the AI says is top priority must be right, or they don't use it at all and manually re-triage everything. The middle path is simple. AI proposes, you dispose. It does the first pass, you make the final call.
Practically, you might spend 3 to 5 minutes here. You skim the tier 1 items, promote or demote a few based on your real-world context, and ignore the rest for now. Patterns create power. Over a week or two, you'll start to see the same kinds of items showing up in Tier 1, and that tells you where your role truly sits.
Now, step 3, shape. This is where you convert Tier 1 from a conceptual priority list into an actual plan that fits inside your calendar and your cognitive bandwidth.
Shaping has two outputs: a short, time-boxed action slate, and a set of sharper questions for your meetings. If your briefing loop doesn't change how you show up in your calendar, it's just a prettier to-do list.
You can ask your AI something like, from the Tier 1 items, select no more than 5 that I should personally own today. For each, suggest a concrete next action that I can complete in 25 to 50 minutes, and propose where they could fit as time blocks on my existing calendar. Then, for each meeting on my calendar, propose one clarifying or leverage-creating question I should bring into that meeting based on these priorities.
You're effectively turning a pile of inputs into three things: focused work blocks, clear next moves, and better questions. That's what a great human chief of staff would do. They wouldn't just say, you're busy today. They'd say, here's what you're doing at 10:30, and here's the question you're going to open your 2 p.m. with.
And keep the action slate ruthless. 5 items is a ceiling, not a target. If you only have true capacity for 3, tell the AI that constraint. The point of this loop is not to admire your workload. It's to architect a day you can actually execute.
Let's talk implementation, because this only works if it's friction light. You do not need a new system. In fact, if this requires a Notion database, a custom integration, and 3 Zapier automations on day one, it will die by next Tuesday.
Start with what you already have. Your email client, your calendar, and 1 AI interface. That might be the assistant built into your tools or a standalone chat model you trust. Your job is to create 1 repeatable prompt for scan, 1 for sift, and 1 for shape. Then reuse them every morning.
You can even keep this as a little playbook note in your task manager. 1. Paste in overnight emails and today's calendar, run the scan prompt. 2. Take the AI's list, run the sift prompt. 3. Take tier 1, run the shape prompt, then drag those blocks onto your calendar. That's your 30-minute loop. No extra ceremony.
If you're time-pressed, you can even compress it. 5 minutes scanning, 5 minutes sifting, 10 minutes shaping and blocking, plus a bit of buffer. The exact numbers are less important than the sequence. Scan, sift, shape. Every weekday, same time. Now, a few failure modes to avoid so you don't quietly turn this into a project that owns you.
First, over-summarization. If you ask your AI to summarize everything, you'll get nice prose that hides the fact that nothing actually changed. Guardrail, always anchor your prompts on decisions and actions. If the output doesn't tell you what's waiting on you, the prompt was wrong.
Second, turning the loop into a system-building hobby. There is an infinite amount of optimization you could do here. New tools, better prompts, automations. Resist that urge early. Prove the loop works in the simplest form first. Automation is for things that are already valuable and stable.
Third, letting AI dictate your priorities. This is subtle. If you're tired or overloaded, it's tempting to outsource judgment. Remember, AI is your filter and formatter, not your boss. Quick mitigation, spot check the tier 1 list every day. If anything feels off, correct it, and over time, refine the rules you gave it.
At the end of the day, precision drives agency. The more precisely you define what matters, the more helpful your tools can be. But the accountability for those definitions sits with you. Let's land this with 1 concrete move you can run tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, before you open your inbox the usual way, block 30 minutes on your calendar titled Briefing Loop. Use whatever AI tool you have and run a lightweight version of what we just described. Scan for decision-relevant items, sift into 3 tiers, shape a 3-5 item action slate, and 1 question per key meeting.
Then pay attention to 2 things. 1. How different the first hour of your day feels when you enter with a plan instead of a reaction. 2. How your meetings change when you arrive with 1 sharp question already in mind. That contrast is the signal that this loop is worth keeping.
If this was useful and you want more 10-minute briefings that turn noise into leverage, make sure you follow or subscribe to The Agentic Executive. This show is designed to sit right next to your coffee and quietly upgrade how you operate, 1 small system at a time.
Make your next move count. Run the briefing loop tomorrow, see what shifts, and I'll meet you back here for the next upgrade. Stay agentic.